RTI.com.
Hello to a new version of the RTI interview. Today we have Sila Sinisalo as our guest. She is the head of ESG at United Bankers, and she was recently speaking at the second Nordic Real Assets Day in Frankfurt am Main. The session was recorded. This episode here is a summary of her statements. Hello, Sila. How are you doing and where are you at the moment?
Very good, thank you. I'm in Helsinki, Finland at the moment.
We were talking a lot about Nordic forests in our last session. What does it really mean?
Well, when we talk about investing in Nordic forests, we really talk about investing in managed forests. And in this context, the main sustainability discussion relates to choosing and developing the most appropriate forest management methods. So the discussion is a little bit different than what it is in natural forests like the Amazon or some parts of Indonesia, or plantation forests where the spacing between trees and their age class are uniform. And in the Nordics, the ESG performance is traditionally strong. And in forestry, this shows, for example, as advanced science-based forest management methods, a strong social license to operate, skilled labor, well-managed health and safety, and of course, a clear regulatory context. And forest certifications such as PEFC or FSC are good indicators for well-managed ESG matters in forestry value chains. And of course, the strong ESG performance is a good basis for positive climate impacts in the forestry value chain. We must remember that it is the healthy, fast-growing trees that bind carbon from the atmosphere. And of course, in order for the forest and trees to be healthy, also biodiversity is needed. And with appropriate forest management methods, forests can be managed as carbon sinks. This means in practice that the forest binds more carbon than it releases and that there is a positive climate impact.
Thank you, Sila. Can we talk about the climate impact of the forest tree?
Yes, of course. And actually, the strong ESG performance is a good basis for positive climate impacts in the forestry value chain. So we must remember that it is the healthy, fast-growing trees that bind carbon from the atmosphere. And of course, for the forest to be healthy, also biodiversity is needed. And with appropriate forest management methods, forests can be managed as carbon sinks. So this means in practice that the forest binds more carbon than it releases and that there is a positive climate impact. But then when we go further in the value chain, we must ask what happens to the trees after harvest. And in this part of the value chain, positive climate impacts relate to carbon storage in wood-based products and also use of wood for substituting fossil materials. And these impacts can be very important. So besides added value and profits from investor perspective in forest management and forest-based value chain, there are opportunities for dark green Article 9 investments and also EU taxonomy alignment. So forest-based alternatives are an essential part of resolving the global climate crisis.
Wonderful. Thank you. This was Sila Sinisalo. She is the head of ESG at United Bankers. Thank you.
RTI.com. The online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. RTI.com.